everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, your host for the next hour, and we'll be listening to some great bluegrass music from California, from the early days around Virginia and North Carolina, where else from? From New Zealand, from Australia, all sorts of places, and all sorts of people. That's just what bluegrass music's made up about. And you're listening to one of the theme tunes. That one's called Back Porch Bluegrass. And just before I started talking, we had a lovely guitar solo by Colin Watson, a fine guitar player who we were working with in Australia in the early 1970s when this tune was recorded. Oh, let's get straight into some Ricky Skaggs. 1997, Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder. A couple of Stanley Brothers tunes, If I Lose and Riding That Midnight Train. Let's hear them.
Money all the time. Of all the other gals I've known, there's none to take your place. 'Cause when I get into a jam, they just ain't in the race. So now that take another round. With you here by my side, babe, the deal just can't go down. Now if I lose,
if I lose,
let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care
how much I lose.
If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time.
Let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care
how much I lose. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time.
Blues will follow me wherever I may go.
that Stanley Brothers Bluegrass, and you can't get better than Ricky Skaggs doing Stanley Brothers Bluegrass. I first saw Ricky in 1971. We were in the USA with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and he and Keith Whitley were spending their summer holidays playing with Ralph Stanley, and they were really honing their Stanley licks to perfection that day, and I still love it when I put on a track of Ricky playing a Stanley Brothers thing. Brings back some great memories. And talking about memories, one of the first and most significant bluegrass albums I got when I was a youngster was a four LP collection that was just released in paper sleeves, you know, they didn't have any fancy labeling on them, called Bluegrass Spectacular. 70 song Bluegrass Spectacular, and came out 1965, and I must have got it 1965-1966, and catalogued some of the best recordings representing the early bluegrass music coming out of Washington DC and the surrounding region. Mike Seeger was very significant in the production of the album, and it's got all sorts of local bands, you'd call them, on them. Buzz Busby, Benny and Valley Kane, Bill Harrell, Country Gentleman, Earl Taylor, Billy Baker, Shady Valley Boys, and just some great bluegrass music in there. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks from one of these albums, from the early Country Gentleman. I figure this must be the recordings were made in the preceding years, so it must be at 62 63. You can really hear John Duffy and his influence on the music, Charlie Waller's great voice, and I'm pretty sure it was Eddie Adcock playing banjo then. Then we're going to hear Cripple Creek from the Shady Valley Boys, and I think this is with Del McCoury playing banjo, but all the stuff I found out about the album is still a little vague as to who was playing what and who was doing what on it. Anyway, let's listen to Country Gentleman doing a classic bluegrass tune, White Rose, and then the Shady Valley Boys doing Cripple Creek.
Tell me to speak to him kindly, or else leave that poor boy alone.
Oh, we'll even die and come back, die and be proud of you. Oh, we'll even die and come back, die and be proud and true. I'm afraid I will have to say no. Oh, my mom and papa are not willing. Goodbye, and they said you must go.
Oh, we'll even die and come back. I'd be for you. Oh, we'll even die and come back. I'd be for the
said, your heart must be carved out of stone. He took a white rose from her hair, and he left her standing alone.
Oh, we'll even die and come back, I'd be for you. Oh, we'll even die and come back, I'd be for the truth.
Next morning, poor Willie was found. He was drowned in the pond by the mill, where the clear rippling waters they flow lay round near the brink of the hill.
Thank you.
Brings back some memories. I listened to those albums in that four LP set a fair amount, and they defined a lot of what I liked about bluegrass music. And we'll probably be hearing some more on the show later. I love digging into these archives. In fact, that's what I've done for this next tune, Flat and Scruggs, Get in Line Brother, 1951 bluegrass. The music was just really taking hold then, and Flat and Scruggs were one of the classic leaders of the new sound of music that had been developed by them when they were working with Bill Monroe, and then taken up by the Stanley Brothers, Flat and Scruggs, and lots of other bands all around. Everyone was getting in on the act, and this is sort of a gospel song, great version.
Sinners, don't you want to go? For some days coming back again, you know. If the wrong ain't right and you'll be lost in sin,
get in line, brother,
he will take you in. Get in line, brother, if you want to go home. Get on your knees and righten that wrong, then you'll be singing this old-time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home. Oh, listen to me, Satan, I have righted that wrong. Got a one-way ticket and I'm going home. I got no worries as I sing this song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home. Get in line, brother, if you want to go home. Get on your knees and righten that wrong, then you'll be singing this old-time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home. If I could tell you, brother, just how I feel, then I'm sure you'd know the love of God is real. Then you'd be praying while I sing this song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home. Get in line, brother, if you want to go home. Get on your knees and righten that wrong,
then you'll be singing this old time song.
Get in line, brother,
if you want to go home.
Some classic bluegrass from the early Flatten Scruggs band. Good to hear, eh? Earl Scruggs' timing is absolutely immaculate, and Lester Flatt just managed to get that great sound with his lead vocals. We're going to listen to Donal Baylor from Canberra, Australia. Now, a fine fiddle player, works with Bluegrass Parkway, and they're on one coast, and he's closest to the east coast, and Bluegrass Parkway on the west coast. I don't know how they managed to do that, but he fits in perfectly with their sound. But he also does a lot of music in other genres and by himself and working with other musicians, and he is so knowledgeable on all aspects of fiddle playing and the way the fiddle fits into bluegrass music. And he's got a lovely album here called Town and Country Fiddler, and I've picked a track called My Father's Footsteps, which Donal notes it's a Bill Munro tune that he never recorded, and he's added a harmony fiddle part to try and get the classic Munro sound of the late 1950s, and he's playing this, he's accompanied by Steve Gilchrist, the great maker of mandolins, playing mandolin, and Mick Harrison on banjo. And it's a lovely tune. Let's listen to Donal Baylor.
Thank you.
Ah, that was Donald Baylor with the tune called My Father's Footsteps. And as well as the fiddle work, Donald was doing the guitar work too. Very nice guitar work on that one. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with me, Paul Trenwith, and I'm sponsored by Shearer's Music. They've got all your music supplies that you could possibly want, and it's important to know that coming up to Christmas time, because you can buy Christmas presents for the kids, you can buy Christmas presents for yourself, you can buy Christmas presents for your wife or your husband at Shearer's. They got a big range of stuff, more coloured ukuleles than you could ever imagine, and guitar stands, strings, picks, straps, instruments themselves, everything from entry-level guitars up to the best Martin guitars you can buy, and some great Deering banjos. They're agents for Deering, and they make some fine banjos, all sorts of mandolins, electric stuff, amps, they've got the whole lot. Go and see them in Anglesey Street in Hamilton. Great place. I was in California in the middle of the year, enjoying the music there, and there's some great bluegrass music in California, believe me. And I got an album called California Picks, Volume 1. The California Bluegrass Association presents 10 great bands from way west of the Blue Ridge, and I think that's got a nice touch to it. There are some really good Californian bands, Lost Highway, Laurel Canyon Ramblers, Kathy Kellick Band, Laurie Lewis, True Blue, John Murphy's Carolina Special, High Country, of course, so many, Side Saddle and Co., some great bands, and I've got some great friends there, and I'd like to dedicate these two picks to them. We're going to hear a couple of tunes. First one from Lost Highway, Time Waits for No One, and then the Laurel Canyon Ramblers doing When I Stop Dreaming. Let's have a listen to some California bluegrass.
Just round the bend, don't live your life in sorrow, God will answer your prayer in the end. You say you have plenty of time to make things right with God. Brother, don't wait too long, or you lay beneath the sod. Time waits for no one, eternity's just round the bend. Don't live your life in sorrow, God will answer your prayer in the end. Try and live your life without sin. Walk the straight and narrow way. Take heed to the Master's call, for he'll return someday. Time waits for no one, eternity's just round the bend. Don't live your life in sorrow, God will answer your prayer in the end. Round the bend, don't live your life in sorrow, God will answer your prayer in the end.
When I stop dreaming, hurt in my life. The first time I ever have wanted to die was the night when you told me you loved someone else, and you asked me if I could forget. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop wanting you. I'd be like a flower unwanted in spring, alone and neglected, transplanted in vain to a garden of sadness where its petals would fall in the shadow.
Canyon Ramblers with When I Stop Dreaming. Wasn't that great? And then preceding that, Lost Highway, Time Waits for No One. While we're in California, let's have some California string band music from the Foghorn String Band. Reeb and Caleb and friends. This one, Humpback Mule.
Thank you.
some driving old-time music, isn't it? Great to hear. I'd like to say a big hello to all the people listening on the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand. Thanks for having Back Porch Bluegrass as part of your programming. And also to the people of Kamloops, British Columbia in Canada, station CFBX, also is playing this program, I think, on a Monday morning. And Bluegrass Planet Radio is playing it from North Carolina and on Friday afternoons. Thank you very much for programming some bluegrass music, or a view of bluegrass music from the South Pacific down here in New Zealand. And down here in New Zealand, we've got some bluegrass happening. We've had bluegrass happening since the 1960s, and it's been going on and off ever since. And right now, we've got a couple of great bands. We've got the Pippi Pickers, north of Lee, and just north of Auckland, have played some great music. I'm just about to get a copy of their new album, but as part of this, sort of an outgrowth of that, because Janine Barbanel is in both bands. There's the band called Hot Diggity, an all-woman band that writes some great music and play their own music. And Hot Diggity is a fine band. We had a concert at my place, and very good. And I'm going to play the title track from their album, Worth the Wait. The track is called Worth the Wait, of course. And the people in Hot Diggity: Deborah McKenzie plays guitar and does vocals. Heather Carrigan, mandolin, does vocals, and she's the one doing the vocals on Worth the Wait. Janina Barbanel plays double bass and does vocals. And Chrissy Jackson does fiddle and some backing vocals. And Sue Drake does some banjo and backing vocals. Let's listen to the title track, Worth the Wait, from Hot Diggity.
Sitting here waiting for you. The clock ticks loud another hour or two. Waiting for the sound of your car in the drive. Somehow it seems like forever since you and I were together. Now there's only hours till you're in my arms. And when you're home, that's when I can breathe a gentle sigh of sweet relief. And baby, I just can't wait. And when you're home, that's when I can breathe a gentle sigh of sweet relief. And baby, you're always worth the wait. And baby, you're always worth the sense you in the wind. My eyes are already smiling. Oh baby, come on in. Come on away, your heart is so tender and true. Come home and bide with comfort and love that burns for you. And when you're home, that's when I can breathe the gentle of sweet relief. And baby, I just can't wait. And when you're home, that's when I can breathe a gentle sigh of sweet relief. And baby, you're always worth the wait. And baby,
That's Hot Diggity and Worth the Wait, the title track of their new album. And I'm sure if you went online, just look up Hot Diggity online, and I'm sure that'll take you to a web page and you can get directions as where to download that album and pay for it and make their day. That would be an excellent thing for you to do. Oh, what have we got lined up now? At the festival in Grass Valley, the Father's Day Festival in June this year, when it started out by raining and being very cold, but by the end of the week it was very, very hot. Sawmill Road were perfectly at home because they live in Arizona and they thought it was just nice mild weather while the rest of us were melting. And Sawmill Road are a fine band. Steve Spurgeon bass, Dick Brown banjo, Charlie Edsel guitar, Mark Miracle mandolin, and Doug Bartlett on fiddle. And they had a reunion there. They've sort of disbanded, and they had a reunion concert at Grass Valley, which I absolutely loved. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks from the Fire on the Kettle album, Leave Me the Way I Am and The Rose of Donnelly's Hollow. Both great songs, written, I think, by the band. Leave Me the Way I Am, yes, by Steve, and Tom Wilson wrote The Rose of Donnelly's Hollow. Great bluegrass music.
Hotter than a Georgia night, you've got a way of looking right into the sacred heart of any man. I don't plan to be your fool, I'm not some kid just out of school, but I feel like I'm on sinking sand. I've heard all about the broken hearts left in your tracks, so have mercy on me before there's no turning back. Don't say you love me if you don't really want me for your lifetime, man. I don't need it. I feel the danger, I'm better off a stranger. Leave me the way I am. Fight alone, heartache goes right to the bone, and that's a feeling I know something of. It took years to fortify the wall around this heart of mine, then you burn it down with just one touch. Ooh, you've got the prettiest blue eyes I've ever seen. If I don't walk away, they'll make a fool right out of me. Don't say you love me if you don't really want me for your lifetime, man. I'm better off a stranger. Leave me the way I am. Don't say you love me if you don't really want me for your lifetime, man. Cause I don't believe it. I feel the danger. I'm better off a stranger. Leave me the way I am. I'm better off a stranger. Leave me the way I am.
Anything in this world. He followed in the footsteps of my granddad before him, and the glass cutter's trade he chose. Then he went to see her father to ask him for her hand, and he married that Donnelly's Hollow Rose. They settled in a small town in the valley. Those early days of marriage were so dear. Seven children, and that little house grew smaller every year, and the cold trains that clattered past and rumbled down the railroad tracks and disappeared like dreams in the dark. And the worries and the debts and kids soon replaced the dreams that lived in the Rose of Donnelly's Hollow's loving heart. She was the Rose of Donnelly's Hollow, that fair and lovely flower from the hills. She's the Rose of Donnelly's Hollow. I loved her then and I always will. Sick and passed away one winter. I was grown 15 summers gone. We buried him high up on a hillside, and Mom was left to carry on alone. She passed that time of mourning and she did the best she could to put the past behind her and move on. She fixed the old place up a bit, gave her life to Jesus. Now she's waiting for the ringing telephone. She was the Rose of Donnelly's Hollow, that fair and lovely flower from the hills. She's the Rose of Donnelly's Hollow. I loved her then and I always will. Flower from the hills. She's the Rose of Donnelly's Hollow. I loved her then and I always will. I loved her.
What a fine band they are, Sawmill Road, and I thoroughly enjoyed every piece they did in that concert that I saw. Real nice guys as well. They enjoy their music, and it was such a thrill to see them. Not much on in bluegrass music around Hamilton over the holidays. Back Porch Bluegrass, the jam session, doesn't happen on the fourth Sunday, as you can imagine. You're supposed to be sitting around with your family and enjoying Christmas time on that day. So we start again in January. On the fourth Sunday of January, we'll be having Back Porch Bluegrass at Silverdale Normal School as per usual. The Morrinsville Country Music Club has our December club night on this coming Friday, the second Friday of the month, and it's a sort of definitely a different club night. The first half is club songs, and we encourage everyone to sing Christmas songs, and then there's a bit of a prize giving at the end of it, and committee doing some songs and a skit, and bit of stupidity going on there. And then on the second Friday of January, we have a very relaxed club day in the Senior Citizens Hall in Morrinsville. 7:30 on the second Friday of January, and some great country music happening there. You go to Wellington Bluegrass Society, something always happening there, and just look online, see what you can find. There's all sorts of good music happening in little clusters all around the place. And support local music as much as you can. Buy the CDs and encourage the musicians to keep playing. Let's listen to some gospel music. We need the gospel music. And this is from one of the families of bluegrass gospel music, the Isaacs, taken from a 1994 album. And it's a driving bluegrass tune called Take His Love.
That's here to stay. change no matter what. Take our love, we'll keep on living. As long as we keep moving, time will never take our love. Like the Bible that your daddy gave us back when we first started out. We built something on a strong foundation. Jesus will never let us down. Take his love.
It will last forever.
was a tune called Front Porch Swing, and it was the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. I was playing banjo and dobro on that tune, Keith McMillan on mandolin, Alan Rhodes guitar, Tim Trenwith was playing the double bass, and Pam Finlay was playing the shakers, I believe, in that tune. And Front Porch Swing, good fun tune to play, and that's from the These Old Hands album by Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, available on iTunes. And yeah, have a look, it's got some great music on it, and I've played some of it on the show. Let's get back to the Bluegrass Spectacular albums. We're going to hear some more early country gentlemen with a gospel tune, Heavenward Bound, and then maybe we might take it out with the Shady Valley Special by the Shady Valley Boys. Country gentlemen, Heavenward Bound.
For many long years this old world I have traveled, no thoughts of the day when the trumpet shall sound, wandering so aimless in the wicked path of sin. But since I've seen the light, I've been heavenward bound.
There's a land in the sky, I want to go there when I die. When the cold comes from heaven and my soul shall rise,
then I'll be
heavenward bound.
I was wandering away from my Jesus side, when a light from above opened my eyes wide. And the Lord reached out his hand and said, come, O sinner. And since I've seen the light, I've been heavenward bound.
There's a land in the sky, I want to go there when I die. When the call comes from heaven and my soul shall rise,
then I'll be
heavenward bound. Rise,
then I'll be
heavenward.
Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Join me again next week at the same time, and we'll have some more great bluegrass music. Bye.